The number of Americans without health insurance grew last year to almost 44 million. That's the biggest increase in a decade, and it's likely to touch off a new round of debate about what to do. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
The annual census survey found that while the number of Americans with insurance grew by 1.5 million people, the number of those without coverage grew even more, by nearly 2.5 million people. More than 15% of Americans lacked coverage last year, better than 1/7 of the population. Ron Pollack of the consumer group Families USA says he's found another way to put the growing number of uninsured Americans into some kind of perspective.
The total number, 43.6 million people, is larger than the total population of 24 states plus the District of Columbia.
The census report attributes the decline in coverage to fewer people getting health insurance from their employers. Paul Fronston of the Employee Benefit Research Institute says it's hardly a surprising finding.
You think about what happened with the economy in 2002. We lost jobs. And it's a pretty simple story. You lose jobs, there are going to be fewer people covered by health insurance through the workplace. It's straightforward.
The number of uninsured would have grown even more if not for increases in coverage offered through government programs like Medicaid and the state Children's Health Insurance Program. But these are numbers from 2002. With many states cutting eligibility this year in the wake of budget crises, next year's report could see the number of uninsured spiral even higher, says Pollack.
We may see reductions in coverage in the public sector as well next year.
John Goodman of the National Center for Policy Analysis has another view of why the number of uninsured keeps rising. Goodman, a leading conservative voice in the healthcare debate, says the ups and downs of the economy are only part of the story.
We have insurance regulations in every state that are making it increasingly easier for people to get insurance after they get sick. And, of course, that reduces the incentive to be insured when you're healthy.
Relatively easy access to free care and a tax system that doesn't reward those who buy their own coverage is also contributing to an increasing rate of the uninsured, Goodman says. So why isn't Congress doing anything about it?
Congress is not dealing with the problem of the uninsured because Congress is not hearing complaints from the uninsured.
But Goodman says it's not so much the uninsured who should be complaining, it's everyone else.
If people are uninsured, that means that they may run up medical bills they can't pay for. That means the rest of us will bear that burden either through taxes or higher medical bills.
Congress did set aside $50 billion in this year's budget to address the problem of the uninsured. But while Democrats and Republicans have pushed various proposals, none has gained much momentum, says Pollack of the liberal group Families USA.
The Bush administration has done little to nothing to try to push this issue. Members of Congress are focused on other issues. So, unfortunately, the fact that we actually have $50 billion to work with, it looks like that money may go unspent unless this report by the Census Bureau becomes a clarion call for action.
And Fronston of the Employee Benefit Research Institute says that's possible, particularly with the presidential campaign heating up.
On one hand, most of the population still has health insurance coverage, and those tend to be the more likely voters. But that population is feeling vulnerable. And if they feel vulnerable enough, this could be an issue that makes or breaks the election next year.
And the Census Bureau doesn't have the only bad health care news this week. The benefits consulting firm Towers Perrin reports that employers expect health care spending to grow by 12% next year, the fifth straight year of double-digit increases. And the Employee Benefit Research Institute's annual Health Confidence Survey found workers increasingly concerned that their employers will stop offering coverage. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.